So raising up a generation of children who hunger for the presence of God, who have encounters with him on a regular basis, and their identity in Christ begins to grow, then you start having the manifestations. But it starts with them knowing him. So that we don't raise up a generation of children who just know how to do the stuff, but not the one who the stuff comes from. So we don't have a generation of human doings, but we have a generation of children that are human beings. They know who they are, without a doubt. They will be powerful people. Unstoppable. Unstoppable. Unashamed. I can't wait to see these kids when they're walking the streets of Reading or your streets, and it's through their shadow that's being cast that, you know, someone gets up from the corner and walks. Or all of a sudden someone screams, the pain's gone, and nobody touched them. But because we've taught children that they can have access to the Lord. And Bill's right. I mean, that's one of the things that this house has really influenced me. And I was raised in a home that we honored those that are older than us, those that are around us. We honored our peers. It wasn't, you know, rocket science for me when I arrived here at Bethel. And when God brought me into the ministry back in 95, it's always been on my heart to love and honor children, for them to be respected. I didn't understand it when moms would drop off their children to me and say, oh, I'm so glad it's you and not me. I'm so glad you're the one babysitting and not me. It's like, get real. I'm like, I'm not a babysitter. I'm here because I love your kids. I want to minister to your children. They're amazing. All of a sudden, this unction just rose up within me. I thought, I now know the seeds that you've put in my heart to raise up children as people, not babysit them, not talk down to them, but they are people. But I know that's not something I manufactured on my own. I know God did that. He put that in my heart for a reason. I went from feeling like I had to be this huge advocate for children. You know, nobody believes in them. I will fight for you and I will whip out my sword and come on, kids, you know, we can. And God's like, no. Passion and love will lead pastors, parents, and teachers into a greater understanding of who you have value for than any advocate, frustrated, you know, kind of person I could be. It's loving them and loving parents, pastors, and teachers into the truth that kids are worthy of honor. I often, when I would hire people, ask them the question, so how do you show you value something? And they look at me like, what? What are you talking about, a person or a thing? I said, both. How do you show you value a person? How do you show that you value something? Their answers were amazing.